So I am just throwing it on record now.
Okay.
So feel free, whenever you're ready, let's get rolling.
All right.
That I don't find a woman attractive, and I don't think women beautiful, and I don't look at that. Doesn't mean I don't look at women that walk past me like, damn, that's because I definitely still look at women and like,
you're just gonna have sex with them.
Yeah,
so, I feel it because I look at a girl, I'm like, you know what, she's beautiful, but those tatas not doing it for me.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind having an orgy
women
with
still
a man
and
like have fun. You know what I mean? I'm probably just saying because
I have like a whole bucket list I gotta go
through.
And
in order for me to have the child I want, I'm still gonna need a woman. So
exactly.
Oh no, I'm definitely.
At the end of the day, I'm still a man.
Baby.
So.
Oh, I love babies. I'm too young. I gotta stop it. I want a baby all the time. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh my god, I could have one of those so fast.
We're gay.
Literally takes
still
a fast nutter, and I can have one in 2 minutes.
That's the part people fail to realize.
Honestly. It's not scientifically proven.
So I got the
more
tools.
Gay men go to have sex with a heterosexual woman in order to have a baby.
And
like,
I knew a lesbian couple and they couldn't afford a surrogacy, so one of them had sex with a man.
Sex
and in this generation, they believe we will take care of kids better.
Okay, a lot of gays
but
are
But here's
very
the thing, too.
True.
If you want a kid, though, too, like, sexuality, like, having sex is actually, like, very primal at the end of the day. So, like, having a man and a woman just, even if they're just not, like, we're not attracted to each other, but we want to have a child, it's not that hard to do. You know, I think there's just this complex that the society's
like
put
it's
on
how
you.
The
and
I feel like it's
and life is easier because it's not the normal combat of father and mother.
That's
like,
true. Or
you're did and you're did. I told
right.
you not to have fucking child. And
or it's that you're trying to get close to the child so you can get back with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
it's more
that.
Than the child.
It's more than the child.
And
some people,
like,
it's more than the child.
And
then if you do have like a relationship with a gay man. It's just about the child, cause baby, I ain't interested in that. I'm interested in what you interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like
I'm
why, like people like was calling Kehlani crazy.
Kehlani?
Yeah, they was calling crazy, but
why? Wait, what?
How?
Wait, why you bring her up? What happened?
Because she has a baby by a bisexual man, and she's bisexual.
Okay,
that's one of my number one things is to have
that.
Never
mind. I feel as though she's had the most peaceful pregnancy because she's with somebody that understands
her.
Who she is,
mm-hmm.
and she's done has a baby with somebody that understands who she is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
also, they won't force that baby into be something that they're not allowing the baby to choose or that child,
mm-hmm.
teenager, to choose. What they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole nother conversation for another time.
For another podcast.
But when you talk about, like, having a, you know, bisexual man and a bisexual woman having a straight child or bisexual child or gay child, I think that's one of the biggest things that plays in this generation today, even with transgender teenagers,
mm-hmm.
that they're like, yeah, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy, or I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. And, like, it makes it easier for that child.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you have two heterosexual parents and they're like, no, you're not. You're a girl,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you're going to stay. And you're like, no, I'm not Susie. And I know that I'm not Susie. I'm more of a, like, you know, like a Bob or some shit. They take that and, like, they remember that shit and it manifests within them. But also what they feel more as, you know what I mean? And that's where I have to learn shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I need you guys to get this video on Instagram.
There's so much shit going on right now.
It is.
I was just
but this is what
thinking about
when you get drunk.
Being horny and being happy. And now there's so much shit being thrown my way.
What happened?
I walked on him having sex with another man, and he just ran out the room. What would I do?
If I ever see my son running from some dick, I'm gonna do what every parent should do, and that's whip his ass. Cause I ain't raised no quitters. You better go in there and finish what you started, and blow out these damn candles when y'all finish. That nigga ain't about to be on Facebook on his status talking about mines, talking about hating when niggas can't take no dick. Who? Now my son take dick. If you gonna be something, be the best at it. Right, you better take it like a bank robber with a pistol. You better take it like the government, take out taxes out your check. Everybody gonna call my son Old Town Road, cause he gonna ride till he can't no more.
Supposed to be really funny, but I have a lot of support for that guy because he's very.
Okay, wait.
A lot of people think that way.
Don't change it. It's from the Black Tire Promotions, bro. That just meant so much to people that's listened to this.
Even as a straight woman, I feel like that's very.
No, it's a straight man. I was like, yeah, that's like.
Some yeah, real I mean, shit. I'm just happy that you have so much of. Support for your unborn kids.
Well, not even just unborn, but still, like, just in general. Like, I'm going to beat your ass if you decide to quit. Like, don't run from it. Like, if you want it, go get
life.
It.
You better live this
in
life.
In my, what do you call it? Like, my...
Woman?
I don't know. I'm very woman, thank you. In my idea of being a parent, if you can't accept your kids for whatever, or however they choose to be, you should not be a parent.
I agree.
100%.
I agree.
If they came out with like a disability.
Like, say, like, my parents are very religious. If my dad would have been gay, they would have freaked.
Accept yourself.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Wait, what were you saying?
Like a lot of Republicans, like my grandparents, they're very religious, everything the Bible. So, like, say if my dad would have been gay.
Right.
Like, shit would have gone to the
totally
fan.
Totally different, mm-hmm. Right.
And we have a blended family. We have 8 kids. And I'm like, one of us is bound to be gay. 8 kids is a lot.
Statistically speaking.
Statistically,
so I'm like,
yeah.
Somebody is.
And my little sister, she's 9. She was kissing girls in school. She got in a lot of trouble for it. But I'm like, even if it's a test or even if she is gay, I feel bad for her because they're like those people that are like very supportive if you're like going on the right path and like their kind of path. But then, like, if you're different, then I'm scared that they're
but
not
that's
gonna
what
help. Like, that's she, why I'm scared to have not
the,
white babies.
And guess what? The one that is on the right path and the one that's exceeding and doing everything that the family wants is the one that is gay.
I'm not gay.
Huh.
That's
you know
me. I'm doing all the good
that
shit.
Was you?
Yeah.
That was you?
I do all the right shit.
Wait, but which one of you at 9 was, like, kissing girls?
The one that's still 9 right now. It was literally right when I was in Iowa in the winter.
Okay.
She was kissing girls.
That's the one that you, not saying your family, but you should be watching out for. Because statistically, out of 8 kids.
That's what I'm saying. One of us is
bound
to be gay.
My mom had 6 kids.
It's not bound. Somebody's already gay.
Hi, I'm bisexual.
Don't know.
Right.
Like, out of 8 kids, I mean, out of 6,
we have
I'm
one
the
married,
baby.
One engaged.
And it might be the one that went to the
one
furthest
96%
college from the family. Who's went to the furthest college?
Ooh.
Is it you?
Can you please go to bed?
Oh, everything is you.
No. I wouldn't say that it was her.
Yeah, I definitely
no,
wouldn't say
No, I definitely wouldn't say that
Put
was her.
Put me in front of a man,
say,
I will prove to you.
I would say that it was more of the 9-year-old right now that is kissing girls. Because...
That's like, I've kissed girls.
Because...
2 of them.
It's...
Maybe
it's
3 of them.
It becomes a learned behavior.
Maybe 5.
All drunk. I like
yeah,
to kiss
like,
people when I'm drunk. Never sober. I've kissed a bunch of... 2 girls when I was drunk. I like kissing people when I'm drunk.
Still young.
See, no. But from the angle I'm coming from...
If I had to
from,
say how straight I am, I'd probably say like only 96%.
With the nine-year-old still going... Basically going through that phase, as we've all heard before...
I thought that was college.
That's...
I'm 96% straight.
2019, that starts now.
Yeah.
Remember the
where
stuff we talk about at the table?
That
9-year-old
is now kissing girls. She's...
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she's probably
high,
made up
right?
in her mind what she
oh,
wants.
Very high. That's
and if not, it's different.
You can't be 100% straight.
Anything over 50% would be...
Not bi or what?
Actually, no, what would be if you're like... Because she's like very numbers based on this one.
96%.
I understand 96%
so what
for a heterosexual.
Because I've kissed 2 girls.
What would be the
girls.
Bisexual
threshold?
I would say more.
I feel like I would kiss girls any day, but I could never sleep with a girl.
What would you say, Gavin?
What, bisexual?
Yeah. What would your percents be?
I'd say like 70-30.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because I feel like a lot of... Okay, so the difference between bisexual and asexual... All right.
Wait.
I don't see. Because
bisexual, I feel like you prefer a gender. And then asexual means you're just like, you don't care about a gender, you just care about a personality.
Okay.
That's how I feel, but it has to be a dude. I'm
bisexual doesn't have a percentage.
You don't think so?
No, I think it
doesn't. Like you said, that makes sense.
It doesn't.
Why?
Because
I can't. You can be attracted to both.
You can be attracted to both genders, mm-hmm. but at one time only be attracted to that one gender at that time, mm-hmm. just because of the relationship that you're in. Mm-hmm. But once that relationship ends, then that attraction starts over of like, mm-hmm. what do I want to choose now? Because I am bisexual.
Also, must say, and this is coming from a man's point of view, I'm not sure about females because I'm not a female, but when we get horny, that totally fucking changes.
Okay, I have a lot to say.
And no, I'm not saying that like you would go to girls, but I'm saying like your attraction to this human, whoever it is, becomes way more aggressive than what you would normally have had that attraction as. You know what I mean?
As for who?
As for anybody, whoever you're attracted to, whatever you're attracted to, it becomes more aggressive because you're like, you start thinking of yourself doing all of this shit. And you maybe wouldn't if you're just, you know, regular. But when you get horny, you're like, it starts to intensify. It's kind of what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say clouds your judgment, but you think a lot differently than a sober mind.
Yeah.
Wait, that's exactly when you're horny?
That's like, what I'm like, horny, yeah. Horny is like basically being under the influence.
Especially
you don't
with
think
men,
clearly at
it,
all.
It becomes under the influence. Whether it's a male, female, or whatever.
And that's the difference between
I feel
male
like that's different coming from a bisexual man than a straight man, though.
Some men, women can hold their urges of sexual.
You right? think?
No, women.
No,
can.
But you are like that's the difference.
Women can.
That's proving what he's saying is what? You are holding whatever you're feeling. You may be talking about it.
You think maybe
I think
escape to
man,
the shower and go deal
I think
with myself?
You're
gonna think about it, and a man's gonna go do it.
Yeah, that's what I would say. A man would be more
he's
likely
go
to go
it.
And do it. More than a woman would go
and
do it. You know what I mean?
And a
I don't
man,
know. I'm kind of
a
nympho,
man,
so
and,
I'll just
and when
get
you
it
get in an argument
if I want
to
get
a man,
it.
A man is going to argue with you to the point where you tell him to get out just so that he can go do what the f*** he wants to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know.
What is your thoughts, JL?
Honestly, I think that women are just better, like, I wouldn't say hiding it,
honestly,
but the perception,
better,
I think... I think everyone's equal in their habits and their urges.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we call bullshit.
No, women call bullshit way faster.
I'm not gonna
no,
lie.
The difference.
Okay.
No. You're right, but what I mean, men call bullshit is they know the woman's urges,
mm-hmm.
but the woman's gonna be like, "Boy, bye. Go ahead about your business. Go do."
I feel
go.
Like you guys are
like,
the right woman.
You try me. You look. I don't even. Go ahead,
I don't
go
want
ahead.
It.
Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead, and really do, and then a nigga will be like, "Man, fuck this bitch. Let me go ahead. Hey, let me. Hey, where them bitches at? Come call them around." And then the woman is.
But women say on at the heterosexual side, at least, is they have so much more power in the
mm-hmm.
sexual process because men are like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go, you know, fuck this other chick," but we don't have that power to just go. Have sex like most women can just
I
find
have that power
exactly.
I don't know.
Or have like
four
or five dudes in her DMs ready because even look at like Instagram people. It's so much easier to get a huge following just being in a bikini. It's so much harder for dudes because it's just how society views everything.
Yeah.
So I think it's easier for women to have an affair or
it is.
But dudes will be more trying to actually hunt more.
Yeah,
but I think the women will actually cheat more in a situation like that.
Women,
you know
women
why?
Can cheat, and
because,
you would never know it
because nigga,
I would know
because
I'd be the one.
Dudes go out, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I really don't like being touched. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I mean, unless you touch me in the right parts, don't touch me at all.
Dudes are going to actually go out and look for it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When a girl, once that nigga leaves, she can just be like, look. Could you come on over? Look, we got an hour.
And that other hunter is just going to roll in.
Look, and she could be so serious and like, oh, we got an hour.
Yeah.
All we got is an hour. If you can't do this, in an hour.
I don't need you. I don't need you.
I'll just call up the other. And would say it just like that. Yeah. With like no sugarcoating. Yeah. No nothing. Like, and if you don't understand where I'm coming from, where nigga, boom.
On to the next.
It has literally. It has literally been proven that men are way more stupid than females when it comes to cheating. We get caught immediately, but a woman can be cheating for 6 months. You would never know it until she allows you to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you might know that. You might know that. I know that from experience. Every one of us can tell you that that's true.
All it takes is an honest woman to feel one reason that you're cheating, and everything honest and everything's about her is gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. And
it's not you.
I never had a boyfriend.
Honest around you, but she knows that your ass is sneaky.
Oh, so yeah, she's gonna be. Trust me. And if she knows.
As sneaky as you.
And if she knows.
And she's gonna be mousing around your ass and watching.
No. Not even her. If she knows, all of her girls know. Yes, and they're the ones on the case. Yes, they're the ones doing it. While our asses. The men, we go and try to figure it out ourselves instead of having guys that she don't know, because our dumb asses would bring guys that came to the house before, sat in the living room, had tea and everything else with her. We'll send them out to go and try to find out. And then she's like, oh, I saw your boy last night. What was he there for? Because he never comes there.
These conversations with a
woman, they would go. They would just send their girls that you don't know, that you've never seen. They would send them to the same spot you go into. You never know it. They have them come on to you and everything else, and you fall for it, and then you're trapped.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
True. True. But, I mean, it's all true.
He can't
of
get away from it to save his life.
Can't get away from it to save his life. But, like, I think that kind of, again, proves my point. Where I go very scientifically, where women are way smarter than men.
Yeah.
Because we're more predatorial, which we're going to do anything, and we're not going to hide it because we want what we want.
Men feel as though they're so much smarter than women that they
think that we're dumbing,
that they dumb themselves down, that they think they can outsmart women.
Yeah.
When women are the creators, so they created our smartness. And you're dumbness. So where do you get that they miss?
I feel like women have more common sense, but guys,
that's the whole
smart is a very broad
factual
term.
Point.
That's fact.
Women has the common sense.
That's fact.
Men don't have the common sense. They have the sense of common.
Y'all making me get scared to have a boyfriend. Shit,
bro, that's true. Whoa.
Y'all cheaters. Is
the
that
way
it?
That you just put that, that's really true. We it have the sense is. Of common, not common sense.
Yes.
And also, we don't think with our head. We think with our head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I already.
They have the sense of common.
That's why I don't have a boyfriend.
They have common thoughts.
Have common thoughts.
Well, and then it's also primal as well, because like obviously you have that females are traditionally, you know, they are the mother. They create us. They take care of the house. Mm-hmm. Men, we go out and we hunt.
We hunt for money. We hunt for our
exactly food. Right. Yeah. So there's that deep down primal instincts in us for that.
Yeah.
I think that's all. Like all species, the males and females, it's just biology.
Wherever, I agree.
So you can't fight that.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, humans, we're a little bit more sophisticated and complicated where we have all these gray areas, you know, mm-hmm. putting the grays, the gay, straight, blah, blah, and relationship status, right?
And to tell you the truth, like the dictionary says kingdom, but it's not a kingdom, it's a queendom. Like,
yeah.
What the f... Why are you blowing my mind like that?
No, but it is. Women...
Who run the world? Girls.
Literally. And what people...
I don't know.
And what you can see...
The Lion King.
What even proves this...
I've never seen The Lion King.
No, but watch this. What even proves this is when men get mad because women are correct. That's number one. But also, behind every great man is a greater woman.
It's usually his mom.
That's number two. Number three... A woman can scope out BS before a guy can. I don't care who says it.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you go to animals, you go to a male lion. A male lion won't be able to scope out BS way quicker than a female lion would.
The difference is, though, is the male gene, or how our instincts, is to be dominant.
Yes, to be
in every match. So even though it's like the women might be more, you know, thoughtful and smarter,
mm-hmm.
our instinct is to take over and lead this forward. So take care of the family.
Yeah.
Dominates the woman to become the alpha. Mm-hmm. She becomes the beta. And then that's how they
He wouldn't grow. Even check who was at the door.
The woman. Well, that's smart. But listen, that proves the point that women are way, you know what I mean? Like, that just proves the point.
What you're saying.
You ask men to get up to check the door. Not saying
because
that
I was
that,
scared.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't say it proves the point. But also, like, we understand when it, like he said, primal things, when it comes to primal things. Honestly, we could sense that somebody was out there. Like I told you, I knew who was out there. You didn't listen. I knew who was out there, and you did not listen. I've said it many a times. You didn't listen. That's why I didn't go to the door. It might have been different for another man, but there's some men that are actually analytical when it comes to that point.
Well, there's no one was out there.
You heard it.
Because
you heard the knocking, right?
Well, I think practically as well. I'm like, if someone actually, if someone's going to want to harm us, they're just going to kick in that door, and then we're.
Exactly.
If they're an actual danger to us, a threat to us, they're going to do they're not going to knock ginger. They're not. If there's a true threat, then okay. Then adrenaline starts flowing. Who the f*** is that? Call whoever's in the house and then we go deal with it.
But you want to know the truth about male and female animals?
Hormones. Hormones and
genetics.
A
male animal nose is way stronger than a female's nose. Female animal's nose.
Say it again.
A male animal's nose is stronger than a female animal's nose.
I disagree.
You think so? Why?
Because.
Come on, use Lion King.
I'm going to tell you, the father is always out looking for shit.
Right.
To bring back home.
Mm-hmm.
The mother is the strongest because while the father's out,
mm-hmm.
she has to protect all of her cubs and all her babies from every species other than her species around her until mm-hmm. her king comes back.
Mm-hmm.
The mother, that's why I say the mother, and it doesn't matter what you are, what animal, what species you are, the mother is the home protector. Everything.
I agree.
Actually, that's
I do agree
pretty much on the nose.
I do agree with that, and that is like really much on the nose that the woman becomes the home protector while the male is out. But when it comes to
that's just society.
I feel like I think what I'm trying to say is when you're going out as like a family, whether it's you know male or female, I think the male will maybe. Pick it up quicker than the woman would.
But you really see the king lion with his cubs and the woman. Like, they're never
traveling
together.
Yeah, exactly. But when it comes to that point, I think you would see the male attack
mm-hmm.
way quicker and way in advance than the woman would even notice. You know what I mean? And so, like, I'm kind of being devil's advocate on both sides mm-hmm. right now. Because you do have to argue devil's advocate, because even if we go back to way before just talking about the animals, but if we go back way before, the woman is the one that cooked out food and all that, and they protected the house while the man just went out and brought home the groceries.
Well, typically too, most species as well are not monogamous. I think we're one of two species.
Wait, mm-hmm.
Most
specify others, what non-monogamous means.
It's
only
having
with one other specific mate.
Yeah, one mate. So most other species, the male has like 7 to 10 other mates.
Mm-hmm.
Sister wives.
Yeah.
And that's why like Saudi Arabia, that's the law. I think they can have up to 7
Saudi
wives.
Saudi Arabia? Like people?
Yeah
they can
like
have
humans.
Up to 7 wives.
Yeah. So we're like humans.
Need a lot of attention.
Actually, monogamy, when it comes to like human species, actually just species in general, is a very new thing.
That's why you know? Women are always going to be labeled the protector. Like, even though I'm born a man and all that, like, mm-hmm. my mom is that's my mother and father. Even though I have a father, like, yeah. my mom is my protector. For sure.
I think yeah. we all agree.
My
on that,
father,
yeah.
he's the one
who. No, you, my dad, wait, my
gave,
dad.
He's the one who gave no. life into my mom to, right. to bring me to this world. But my mom brought me into this world, and she's been the sole strongest person behind okay. me. She's been like everything.
I 100% get that. Like, what about you?
I don't believe it from that standpoint because I've had a different experience. Because mm-hmm. I have a dad and a stepmom. So I had a dad that was a mom and a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, okay, like, so like somebody that was like then. A step on. Because my mom, she was like drug addict, like not in the picture
mm-hmm.
recently, drama shit. But like, yeah, so I had a dad that was like. Because my stepmom has been in the picture for a really long time, like 7 years. Like, right my parents
that's mom.
Split up.
No.
She's mom, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mom.
So when I say I'm talking about my mom, that's her. She's yeah. like stepmom. So I feel like it's the same way, it's opposite for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Totally.
Do now I this may take the conversation to a totally different place, but can I ask, do you think it's a cultural thing?
Say
any one of y'all.
Rephrase your question, please.
Do you think it's a cultural thing?
You said that, the same.
Like
oh,
you
definitely.
Said, I think mom has been mom and dad. You said I think dad has been mom and dad.
Actually, no. this
and
is
with
this,
us.
I think
this
it's circumstance.
This is a conversation that okay. can get really deep for the fact that a lot of it is too is in population control.
Yes.
Because they put in the storyline, okay, you're supposed to be a man, supposed to be with a woman, supposed mm-hmm. to procreate. There's just so many elements, especially how the economies are based on
mm-hmm.
consumption, right?
Yeah.
And the most consumption, like that's why I think that I remember seeing it back, like gay males are actually bad for the economy for the fact they don't spend as much as a family unit would be.
Okay.
Right, because they're more efficient with their money. They save them because they're smarter with their money. When you're a family, you want to buy the big TVs. You're gonna go on the trips.
That's exactly.
That's true.
Right, yeah. So it's like
I understand. Yeah,
and that definitely controls us that way because we're as a kid. This is how it is. This is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we are the only species who does this. So again, it's definitely a cultural thing, and then it's
the
based a lot. Lots based on money and
that's
control.
Gay? The only species that's gay, or what do you mean? The only species that does what?
Well, I guess the whole relationship monogamous thing, but also, well, I guess
penguins only have one mate too, you know.
True, I guess, but we're a little bit more advanced than them.
Well, yeah,
see,
but
I'm like, you know, like we have races, we also have cultures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the gay culture, because we have so much scrutiny and we have so many like things that's sent to us, like for us to fail and mm-hmm. be less of who we are. We, you know, seem like we try to stick together. Like,
yeah.
you know, we try to build, like, if, like, somebody goes against the gays, we all try to stick together mm-hmm. and fight against that versus, like...
College shows on family.
Yeah, like, versus, like, the world have something going on and everybody's fighting against
mm-hmm.
each other. Like,
mm-hmm.
we're going to fight with each other because
right.
we're going, already going through so much as growing up
we
as
know
kids
how
it
feels,
and
yeah.
what it is, like... We don't want to fight against each other.
Right.
We want to help build each other up. So that's where all the cultures.
We may have our problems within that culture.
But at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day,
we're
going
to
be the ones standing up and be like, excuse me, what did you just say to her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think I've done it here before where we were talking, we were watching RuPaul's Drag Race and
mm-hmm.
a few guys called them he's while they were in drag. And I was like, no, it's her. And that's where we have to become cultural sensitive. And that just proves back to the point where women are stronger because men dress up in drag to be stronger than what they really are.
And we were talking about this actually a couple weeks ago with, because I was in Thailand there. In Thailand, it's, I think, one of the highest populations of transgenders.
Yes, it is.
And you said it perfectly, is that because in a country like that, there's so much power in a woman that their only option is to become women. Which is actually, when you said that to me, I was like, holy shit, that's actually kind of opened my mind up to that because there is so much power in it.
Here's one thing. Every single time I've come across a transgender that went from a man to a female, it's so easy to tell. But the ones I've come across that come from a female to a male, I couldn't even tell. Like, I worked with one in San Francisco, and I didn't know until somebody told me.
That's
so true.
Oh,
why do you think that is?
Because I tried too hard to be feminine.
But you wouldn't know.
All those transgender girls...
Lines.
Are way more feminine than I could ever be.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying, like, to prove that they're a female instead of just being female.
So true.
So you think they have something to make up for?
No, I feel like they're No. Well, I feel like they're trying to be too hard of what they want everybody else to see them as instead of being themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I see myself as a girl, so I'm just going to be a girl instead of trying too hard to make sure everybody else knows I'm a girl.
Well, I think, too, it's like with women, because women, they're all already fashion-based to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. So the standard of fitting in is much higher. So then, if you're a child growing up, you're growing up as a boy, mm-hmm. you see like how women are portrayed, like the high fashion ones, right? Mm-hmm. You're confused. So then you set this crazy standard of what it is to be a woman, and you try and adhere to that. Men were very simple. So the woman transitioning to a man, like, look at that, you just wear this, you look like a man.
As long as you don't have this,
That's true.
Because women, like the hair, the nails, there's so much money that goes into just in a woman, like the makeup.
Yeah.
So for a man, there's that extra layer of being more flamboyant. Like, I can, like,
to be a girl, there's more. To be a man, there's less.
Okay, well,
I don't want to sound insensitive, but
no, you're not.
I try to understand, even as being a gay man, and you know, even as a gay man, we don't understand the fullness of transgender.
Nobody does, besides another transgender.
Still
person.
Don't understand the fullness of it, and it kind of confuses me when, like, if I was to be a transgender person, I wouldn't want to shortcut it. Mm-hmm. I would want to stay low-key, save my money up, stay out of the public's eye of people knowing who I am and knowing me for the face that I have that I don't like or whatever. I wouldn't want to be a part of that society, and I would stay hidden and stack my money until I can step out with all of my parts that shows me as a woman, mm-hmm. and nobody can say, oh, I'm not. That's when I would feel powerful and nobody could stop me. Like, that's just me, but I understand there's still people that just does not want to even see them, those man parts, so they just go ahead and go about it versus not having them, you know, the money or the resources of getting the stuff done. It just, me, is just like, I myself, if I was to go that way, I would just want to
do that. Right. Just like you would feel like it's more powerful to only step out when you're fully woman, there's some that feels like it's way more powerful in the process and in the transition. Mm-hmm. Because seeing me going through all of this, and I'm only being able to say this because I know people that's gone mm-hmm. through this, mm-hmm. and they've gone through the process, been persecuted, say all this, like, really, like, mess with and everything, and they've been bullied and all of this other stuff. Being able to come out as the final product, I've always heard that it's about the process, not the product.
Audible is a seller and producer of spoken audio entertainment, information, and educational programming on the internet. Audible sells digital audiobooks, radio and TV programs, and audio versions of magazines and newspapers. Get 2 free audiobooks, 2 Audible originals, and 30% off additional purchases, hassle-free exchanges. Over 425,000 audiobooks. Members always save 30%. $14.95 per month after 30 days. Cancel anytime. Start your free 30-day trial today.
Yeah. And I think that's with them, that's what they feel. And of course, we have different minds, and like you said, that's you. And I also mm-hmm. kind of feel that same way, but then I also get them mm-hmm. as, see me going through the process, and we kind of was talking about that earlier, where see me going through the process so you can see how strong I am when I come mm-hmm. out. Because it takes a certain amount of strength to go through the process and get all of this stuff that's thrown at me, than to just come out like that and not be.
And I think because I don't actually myself want to be there, I think that's why, that's my thought of how, if I was to, that's how I would do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like,
That makes a lot of sense.
I don't want to be two people. You know,
right.
Like, exactly. Actually, and you feel like you have to be two people.
Yeah. I kind of figured it out because, like, I, as much as I don't understand it, because, like, I understand who I am. Mm-hmm. I am a male. Right. But I understand, like, the biology of it all. Like, if you actually break it down, because if you look at, like, a penis and a vagina.
Yes, it's the same.
When you're growing as a fetus, it's growing out of the same thing. It just so happens there's different chromosomes that break in together. So I can understand that, sure, you may have had the penis mm-hmm. and those chromosomes, but your hormones and other imbalances, you're actually more comfortable as a female, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about, that's the basics of human genetics, which is actually plays a psychological toll, right?
Yeah.
So I understand it from that angle too.
I'm a firm believer in that. In whatever you say you are, you are.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
if you say so you, the even if it's not sexuality, like you say you're a vegan, and if I never talk to you again, I believe you. Yeah. Even if you do eat meat,
yeah.
You know what I mean. Whatever you say you are, you are.
You are. Yeah. I think we all agree on that.
If you say you're straight and you have a boyfriend, you're straight. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever you want to be, you can be.
Yeah.
Even if what you're doing in your lifestyle contradicts what you say you are, you are. Because you can make the decision. Nobody else. And you were born the way you were born.
It may be delusional.
Right.
Right.
It may be incorrect.
Right.
But nobody's opinion matters.
But all that is, those are all words and perception.
Exactly.
That's my perception.
And opinion.
Exactly.
And in, yeah. and
nobody's opinion that matters besides your own to me.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Like,
and I mean, you could even take it back to the point where, like you said, when you're a fetus, actually, we're all female until we begin to develop
the
into
Y-chromosome.
A
yeah.
male.
Yeah. That's serious.
That Y chromosome. And so I think that also plays a big part. But also, when you talk to any of my gay friends, they tell you, oh, I grew up in a house full of females. And I think that also has a big thing to do to play on who that person becomes.
Yeah.
Because you might know who you are.
Look at Caitlyn Jenner. Perfect example. Like,
the only, females. Females, females, females.
Powerful
and,
females.
And I can say, and let me say it like this. I grew up in a house full of females. My mom has 3 boys and 3 girls. I was never really around my other 2 brothers, but I was always in the house with the girls. I was never invited to play, you know, football or anything like that. I was always in the house with the girls. So I'll begin to pay attention to who they were, what they did, and begin to develop. And I was like, oh, maybe that's how I should act instead of this. You know what I mean?
Every single guy I've ever met that grew up around all females is either gay or treats females the way they should be treated. It's very respectful. Like, you're very a very kind of respectful person. So when you said you had all brothers, I was like, really? Cause like, I have a friend, Mo, I think I Nick. He's like, he grew up with all sisters, and he's very nice to girls and very respectful. So I've never met a guy that grew up around all girls that was disrespectful to women like a lot of men are.
Yeah, and I think that has to, that growing up in that household with them has to do with being appreciative to what everything they do. Because
right.
I've seen, I knew how to fold and do laundry by the time I was 11. Whereas any other regular boy, they knew how to throw a football. I just learned how to throw a football not too long ago.
Right.
And I don't mind saying that. I just now learned how to get real masculine mannerisms than having more feminine mannerisms.
Right.
And it's because I've learned and I develop what I've seen. A lot of people might disagree with this, but our genders, it becomes a learned behavior.
Oh, for sure.
It's about who you are around.
Right.
If I see you
and
doing
you
this,
see.
And if I see this my whole life, I'm going to become that. But if I see my brothers over there playing football and doing all this other stuff, I'm going to become that. Perfect example. If you see any son that's really like muscular and football or something like that, maybe 7 out of 10, they grew up with their dad.
They
grew up with their coach.
They grew up
that,
with their
and
coach.
That's
that was the father.
But they still had a male figure.
Yes, that's
whereas cool. I know how to sew. I know how to wash clothes. I know how to wash dishes. I know how to cook. I know how to take care of a baby. I know how to change a diaper. Now I just learned how to throw a football. But it's because I grew up watching this. Whereas they grew up having a coach yell at them, get your ass on the field and let's go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I had my mom, hey, go wash the dishes. All right, cool. And I thought for forever, and I still think, one, every fucking male should be able to wash dishes. But I thought that's right. What males were to do. Take care of the house. You could ask any, I have OCD to this day, and if I see something out of place, very quickly, I'll go and try to clean it up if I allow myself to. I've developed self-control, blah, blah, blah. But still, what you normally hear is a female is the one taking care of the house, taking care of the babies. I raised a lot of my nieces and nephews while my brothers were out playing basketball, playing football, doing this and that.
You missed the part.
What?
Because women take care of the house, but men keeps the upbringing of the house. So the cleanliness and all of that stuff is the job of a man. Even though she's saying just washing dishes, like, that is the man's job. Because guess what? When a woman comes home, she's slaving in the kitchen and she's cooking dinner, she's cooking food. That means the next step is the next person's job. Because if you have a family at home...
My stepdad, every time I'm at the house, he's always working on something in the house.
I'm getting into it now.
Say that again?
My stepdad, he's always... Exactly what you said. My stepdad, every time I'm at the house, he's working on something in the house. He's either putting up new roofing, he's working on the garage, he's working on this.
No, and what I said wasn't to contradict that. Yeah. Because they are the ones that are normally fixing up the house and... They're making sure the house stays intact.
Yeah.
But the woman is... Or I should say like this. The woman is in charge of the inside of the house while the man is in charge of the outside of the house. But because any guy you will see... I know my goddad always made me cut the grass. Mm-hmm. If there's something, he would bring me outside to watch him fix a car or watch him fix a roof or watch him fix this on the outside. Or if it came to plumbing, that's inside of the house, quote unquote. But... I watched him do that.
Right.
Whereas when it came to, again, the upkeeping and the taking care of, I'll say that. The taking care of has to do with the woman. The upkeeping has to do with a man. And I think that, again, becomes that learned behavior, but also what you were raised as, what you saw. Because anybody that was raised with their dad, they saw them. And that's where... Not getting into this, but that's where the toxic masculinity begins to come from as well, is because they're seeing that we're taught, even in the Christian religion, bro, that men are head of the house. Are they? Are they though? Men, yeah, they go work and bring home the money, but who manages that money? Who spreads out that money to make sure we have this amount of
just like at the bees
all month?
There's a queen bee. She sends out all the men to.
There's
to
a queen bee that have, sends men out to go do her job.
I don't know what it is.
No, please.
The man or the woman is not the head of the house. If you have a family and you have kids, that's the head of the house.
That's true.
Okay, I can definitely agree with that. But wait, staying on topic. Okay, staying on topic with the man or the woman. We'll get into that because I think that's really important to hit on.
Yeah.
But with the man or woman. Just a yes or this, no. Or this, just a man or woman. Who do you think out of the man or woman is the head of the house?
Neither.
Okay, you. JL.
I guess it's that question be asked multiple ways. So I think, you know, the man is usually the person, the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. But the female is usually the person running it behind the scenes, you know, basically keeping it all in line.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you're saying somebody's job is more important than the other.
Yeah, so which job?
And I don't believe
that. I feel like
No. I'm not saying
that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh. I'm saying there's a balance. I think it's a perfect balance. Yeah.
Okay, and what about you? Okay.
I feel it's 50-50.
It's 50-50. I feel that we want it to be 50-50. But pandering, it should be 50-50, but pandering and being realistic to this society right now, it's not.
I'll never be in a relationship like that.
It's not.
It's the woman.
Really? It's the woman. And when it's not the woman,
I don't believe that.
The male, watch this, but the male gets jealous about the woman taking authority.
I mean,
do you not agree? Well, what is your opinion on that?
That it's a man.
It's a man. It's a man. What? What do you mean?
It's a man. What?
How many households in a ratio? You can just look at outside of where you.
Okay,
where you
so live here's some examples. So my dad's stepmom, and then my sister and her husband. The guy makes more money than the female, even though they both, in both circumstances, work full time jobs. So the male thinks that they're. Not so much superior, but they're the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The breadwinner. So then they feel like my sister's husband and my dad both believe that the woman has to do, like, all the household shit. Even though my dad does help, like, all the time. But, you know what I mean? Like, he expects her, like, all this to be done. And my brother-in-law expects the same thing, even though they both work full-time jobs. But since he makes more money, even though they both work the same exact hours, then he has to do less in the household, which I don't agree with.
Okay.
So, say, like, I cook dinner. Me and my husband both work full-time jobs. Okay. I cook dinner. Can clean up. I ain't gonna. I did the first 50%. Right. I did half. You gotta do the other half.
And money should never be the root of what is in between us.
Right.
That should,
but speaking well, yeah. to right now. But speaking that to right
never,
now.
That should never be the root of what's in between us. Because when we got together, we were both in different professions.
But I think, again, it's kind of the gray area. It's not black and white for the fact that look at Elon Musk, for example. This guy, he's working 80 hours a week. He's worth billions of dollars. Clearly, he's the breadwinner. Like, it's, you know, in situations where, again, you said, you know, you're both working full-time jobs. Then that's where it's the 50-50 balance. Distinct roles, like, hey, you'll do this, I do that.
Right.
But in a, say, Elon Musk situation, he's clearly the man bringing the money home. So mm-hmm. someone has to manage the house.
Yes.
You know, so yes. it's, again, it's a case-by-case basis.
I feel like if you're not rich, you housekeeper,
but the housekeeper.
If I'm a successful actress, I ain't doing none of that shit.
When you become a billionaire, that shit, that regular lifestyle that we're talking about, yeah. goes out the window.
Okay, we'll scale just it. Like, we'll scale it back to someone who's making $100,000 a year, where the woman is actually the housewife. Like, that's like, he makes enough money where she can stay home and just take care of the house.
I just,
right?
That's different. I still don't believe.
That's like my parents. Like, my dad makes $100,000 a year. My mom makes $20,000 a year.
Should be subjected to
so then she's expected to do all this house that, stuff.
In a relationship.
He does stuff in his free time.
You should not have to be
50/50.
That position. Like, so that do should you, not, that should not again, have to be a, your permanent
do you
position. How do we have somebody from each side here?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that should not be your permanent
position.
But
if you're okay with that position, there's nothing wrong with that. Again, it's a case.
There's a lot of people okay with it.
My mom, she's fine with it. Because she's like, before she told me, like, oh, you're expected to make stuff for your husband. And, like, you do this and this. Even though they've never been married and they've been together for, like, 7 years or whatever. But I'm like, I feel it personally. I think it's just degrading.
And that's what it comes into culture.
The difference is, again, is just how it's all interpreted. The man, he goes out, he makes money, his value is what he does to society. So say someone works at a mine or on the oil rigs, his value is that. A woman's value, a housemaker, her value is managing the house. But there isn't a true value because no one pays someone to manage the house.
Right.
Technically, it'd be the man because he's bringing the money to do that, right?
Right.
So the value is a lot different. He's bringing value to the world, but she's bringing value to the family. And how they're compensated are two totally different things.
So I have a question for you. So say sometime you get married to a woman. And yeah, you each have a full-time job and you each make equal amounts of money. How are you going to live your life with her?
You're going to split responsibilities. Because I was in a situation like that where we both work full-time jobs. And again, as you said, she cooks, I'll clean. Because typically she would get home before me.
I very much have a lot of respect for you.
And yeah. I definitely...
She does a lot of laundry. 100% even though because she's a agree. Woman, and I don't.
I 100%
A lot of women
agree.
Do see it, how, like, my sister, stepmom are okay with being in charge of, like, the household shit. Even though they complain about it sometimes, they're okay with it. I could never be somebody like that. Even...
What's your opinion on that?
It doesn't matter how much a man makes. If you have a family at home, your job does not make you're doing more than what's going on at home. Because she might have a job and making less, and you're out working all these other hours, and she's just doing this part-time work, and just so she can get by or whatever to have some money, and she's still taking care of home, she's cleaning home, she's taking care of the kids, making sure she's waking the kids up, taking the kids to school, picking the kids up from school, taking the kids to this program, that program, making sure the dinner is cooked for when your ass gets home and able to sit at that table and your shit is ironed and the kids is gone to sleep and she's ready for the next day for all that shit to start over again. That shit is equaled out.
I disagree for the fact it's a balance of time. Because what you're doing, you're sacrificing more time at your work to make more money so she can scale back her hours. So she's putting in more hours at home to put in the time.
I agree with that. I'm talking about if they're
working
equal.
To take care of y'all family, yeah. Not her family.
But then it comes but to finances.
I, here's to the thing. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I really understand what you're saying. And I agree with you both, but I have to say I do agree with this one more, because if I'm putting in more hours at work, that means I have to put in more hours at home. And that's when it becomes exactly what he was just explaining, I think.
Say, okay, I also disagree with you. Say I'm only working part-time, I'm working 20 hours at home, my husband works 40 hours. I feel like the hours so much have to equal. So say, like, if you're putting in 40 hours of work, actual work, 20 hours worth of home, I gotta equal 60 hours. I'm only doing 20, gotta do 40 at home. To make the workload equal, whether it's at home, whether it's at an actual job.
But I think, and also too, in the relationship, it has to be clear, and like, there needs to be a clear understanding agreements. Of the roles, okay?
Right.
Yes. I'm gonna do this.
Yes.
I'm gonna go work more hours, and you're gonna do this.
Right.
It's because what happens is it all comes down to communication. It's a breakdown of communication. Because yeah. People don't discuss, okay, I'm gonna do this, and you're gonna do that. People don't talk, and they assume, well, they don't talk to each other. Oh, well, I'm doing all this. He's not appreciating me. It's like, well, if you actually talk to him and say, hey, I would appreciate if you, you know, did the dishes because I have to do this, this, and that.
Yes.
But people play these silly mind games and a breakdown in communication. That's where it all falls apart.
My father was the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Me and my mom's not together, but my father was still the breadwinner. Even as the age I am now, he's still the breadwinner above my mom. My father couldn't never compare ever the money, the time, nothing. He could never compare to what my mom done. To the money, to the time, to just being there, taking me places, till even me being where I am. I'm where I'm at today.
Right.
Like, my father could never say he done any of those things to help me to get to this place.
It all depends. Like, obviously, with like in a father situation, if they're not actually making, like, say,
my father was there my whole life.
He was a breadwinner, though, right?
Yeah, and he was.
I think that he's not getting the credit for, you know, because obviously
my father ain't never did shit for me.
But he
provided
funds.
No.
Unless
meaning he makes more money than my mom.
Okay.
Not saying
make sure you make
that's different.
Make it specific. Because when you say breadwinner, it sounds like he's taking care of that.
Oh, no. He ain't taking care of that.
So he's making more than my mom, but still haven't done shit.
But still ain't done shit. Right. And my mom worked for a little nothing, was on Section 8, and took care of me and my brother, and nobody could ever look at me and my brother and look and think that we was on Section 8 or my mother was under any type of assistance. We were getting food stamps. You wouldn't look at us and think those things.
Right.
But if...
Again, it is a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
It's all about...
So that's why it's a fight. Like,
that's why
it's a real...
Honestly, though, that's why it's important to have, one, this conversation. One of the biggest things, sitting at this table, there's four of us. There's four different nationalities.
Four totally different backgrounds.
Totally different backgrounds. And so, in order for things to get solved, I feel like with these different cultures, because though we are the same color, there's totally different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Because you came from Washington, I came from the Carolinas and Texas, you came from Canada, you came from Iowa. That's a culture itself. Being this color is a culture itself.
Mm-hmm.
Being of who we are is a culture itself. Being of our sexualities is a culture itself. And that's why I understand, and we've talked about it before, that gray area, there's always that gray area. I don't care who says it's never really black and white. There's always that gray area within the sexes, within the roles, within who's smarter than who's more powerful than who. Because if it did come up to me, I could tell you what I went through. I can tell you that my father wasn't there, that my mom stood up and took the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That I learned how to shave because of my mom. That I learned how to be a man because of my mom. But I also learned feminine ways because of my mom. She can tell you I had both. He could tell you.
I'm the exact same way, just the opposite. I'm like the woman I am because of my dad, not because of my mom.
And you?
My mom and my dad, they split up when I was, like, my mom had me when she was 16. My dad was, or 17, my dad was 19. So they were never together, but I had a stepdad who basically raised me. But then my dad was, like, a big businessman, like, you know, made a lot of money. So, but my stepdad was a breadwinner. My mom was the same thing. She worked minimal hours, but took care of the house. So, yeah.
And you?
My dad left when I was, what, probably 2 years old. Then my brother was born, and his father took over. Then he got locked up. Then my mom got with my stepfather. And all he wanted was just my mother. He wasn't, you know, never wanted, like, to help raise. I mean, he pretended as long as he kind could.
Kind of went through the motions.
You know? And then it got to the point where when me and my brother got older, my mom started to realize that what we felt was actually real. Because she actually started to see it. But she started to see it too late.
And that's exactly where it makes perfect sense of what I just said. Different cultures, different backgrounds, the way that we were raised. Because we could have been in the same culture. We could have been in the same, you know, the same color, the same ethnicity. But it's the way that we were raised. Totally different. You was about to say something.
Yeah, because if there's so much background to, like, what you're saying, I have so much more. Like, my dad, I did not go, get raised by either of my biological parents. So I was born very young, like you. Like, my biological mom, she's had 6 kids. And I was born when she was, like, 18 with a guy that she, like, barely even knew. And then I known him for a little bit, but then later on she got with my stepdad, but then my stepdad adopted me, so he's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he got with my stepmom. So those two, like, raised me since I was, like, 12 or 13. So I've never been raised... I mean, when I was, like, between born and, like, 12, I was raised by my mom, but terrible lady. So yeah, I've got a lot of... I've never been raised by my... I, like, basically adopted,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know. Because I was, like, 8 when I got adopted, so I was, like, in the courtroom making sure that, like, the judge was, like, please, can you put me with him? Because my biological dad is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have a lot of backstory and a lot of drama and a lot of shit that's gone on in my life, too.
Yeah.
That, like, nobody... I mean, I'm an open book. Ask me questions, I'll answer, but, like, a lot of shit. That,
you wouldn't
like, a lot of unanswered questions that
yeah.
you guys are probably confused as fuck about, but...
Yeah.
There.
No.
I wouldn't be confused.
No, and if I can be the first to say that this conversation had happened tonight... has cleared up so much for me in a personal thinking. Not even just, you know, thinking about the whole world, but just personally, it corrected things that I've thought. It's educated me on things, and I'm
mm-hmm.
now open to new things, and I'm like, oh, wait, that can be different. Because when it do come to cultural things, we're very biased because we've only seen this one thing growing up. There's only this statistic that only black men left and the moms took care of us.
That's why I'm very against cultural bias because, like, every, like, judge, every person will always 100% go for the mom, right?
Yeah.
Like, in every single circumstance. Like, if, say, you put two parents in front of a judge and you don't tell the story, every single judge will always, like, go for the mom.
No, why do you think so? Not necessarily, because actually one of my... A good friends
without telling any story.
That's DC.
He so he was with this chick. She had a kid that was already like I think 3 or 4. Had another kid with her, but she ended up being crazy, and he got custody of both kids. So
that's
one,
what happened to me. Exactly.
Exactly. So
that's
one of the
exactly
children.
What happened to me.
So, but I guess it's the same circumstance that you're saying there. But I don't. I think what happens is the women actually just are better suited to watch the children.
In a lot of circumstances.
Because women mature faster than men. So usually you say younger people, if you have if one's 18, one's 20, sure the girl might be 18, but she's probably emotionally more matured and more in a position to take care of that child than a 20-year-old man
right. In most
or boy.
Circumstances.
Most circumstances. Again, it's case by case. Like, everyone's different. Every situation is different, right?
Exactly.
Right. But statistically speaking,
it's a lot of the choices you make. Like, my biological mom chose drugs over us.
Right.
My doctor dad did used to do drugs, like hardcore drugs. And then he had kids and he was like, fuck that.
That sobered him up, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the choices you make.
What was you about to say, Kim?
I was going to say, like, the women in D.C., like, they know that the guys, like, it could be good guys, but if the guy does not do what the mother wants them to do, and they can do for their child, and it's good fathers out here that actually do for their child, but it's women that put, because they're women, that they put that on top of men, and they go and take the child's life away from, you know, from these fathers because they have full control over. Mm-hmm. Then they'll go and say, and then because these guys, they out on the block and, you know, they don't have jobs and shit like that. And soon as a girl say, oh, can I get XYZ money? And he says he does not have it. They're going to get custody. And it's it's not that the father did something like so major or whatever. It just at that one point in time when you asked him for something, he just did not have it. Why do you go and try to take family like
because of that, what I just
that's
said? Earlier.
And that's another way what makes deadbeat fathers.
Because
It's like once you take all of that away from them, once you put them in that position of going to court and taking humiliating them, taking their child away from them, telling them you gotta pay this. Basically, you're paying to see my child. Because once you put a father on child support and he wants to see his child, basically he's paying to see his child because you know what I mean. Like, so it's like women have so much power and they don't understand that how much control they have. And if you use it in the right way, and fathers too, if you do what you're supposed to do as a parent, none of these things would, like, and our lives would be so much better. We wouldn't even have to have this fucking, like, we wouldn't even have to sit here and have this talk if people actually think about the things that they're doing. Like, it's a bigger cost. Like, you're bringing somebody into this world. Like, once you just lay down and you lay in the bed and have sex and you get pregnant, your life is changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from that day forward, you're supposed to be bettering yourself.
Very specifically, whether you are having the child or not. But, go ahead.
So, like, one of the first things you said, there's a lot of women, like, I want to say, like, 95% of women that can play both roles. There's not a lot of men that can play both roles.
That's true.
I can, maybe 10% of men can be a mom and a dad, but 95% of women can be a dad and a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. So I got pretty lucky.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you, like, just
you hear
made
about
it
so many single
so
moms,
much.
But single dads, not, it's a rare thing.
It is
yeah.
rare.
Yeah, it's a
my
rare.
My dad is
it's a rare. Literally, what you
but
just
yeah.
said.
And it's good that you ate.
It's a rare.
That's
thing.
Like my favorite person in the world is definitely him because I had shitty biological parents. Who knows where I could have ended up? Like,
right.
I have like a biological brother. He's like 23, 22, whatever. Completely wrong path, and I can't. And he's like on her side, and I can't even imagine.
And
I want to be better for myself.
Yeah. And again, it's about, it's definitely that gray area. But it is, you hear more of that. Like you just said, women can play both roles.
Also too, like women though,
men,
they have more of a connection to the baby because obviously they hold the baby
most
for 9 months.
Time.
They've, yeah.
But
they've
all the time.
Had that whole.
Because you birthed the child, so it's, you create, you actually create it within your own body.
Right.
So men, again, I'm not a father, so I can't say it, you know, firsthand experience, but I would assume there's not the same connection that a mother has with the child simply because they go in their body and we don't. So there's that extra level of connection, right?
Yeah, I think so. There's, you always hear, I've always heard my mom say that mom's intuition, mother's knows best.
Exactly.
And I can take that, and that can be true. I can remember plenty of times my mom was like, don't take your ass down there.
Yep.
She didn't know what was going to happen. She didn't know the people, nothing. She was just like, I don't think so. I don't think you should. That's one thing I can say that another thing that my mom, she made me tough through that. I don't think you should. There's sometimes she was like, hell no. But there was other times where she would be that father role that was like, I don't think you should go. But if you want to, go and learn from it.
Oh my God.
Right. Don't come back and not.
What time is it to work?
Now I gotta get up at 9.
Come on, 4 hours. But
what did you say we're doing? Not an overnighter. What did you call it earlier?
All-nighter?
No.
Bender.
Not today, but except when we're camping, we're gonna.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But, again, overall, this whole conversation, it didn't start this way.
Yeah.
But I think it ended this way on purpose. I think this happened. This conversation for happened sure. on purpose, and it hit both on the LGBT community as well as just sexist roles, or however that's you want to put that.
It went from like me being horny to like what the.
I think so. I think it. Yeah.
A wide range of emotions.
Wide range of emotions. That's the name of this podcast. Yeah. Wide range of emotions.
Yeah.
Just not.
This is who I was talking about.
I wish we had a camera for that because just the way you said. And now I'm just kind of drunk and kind of horny.
Threadbeast, 5 style selected items delivered to your door. Only pay for what you keep. Personalized selections on your schedule. Free shipping and returns. Choose your frequency. Data-driven fashion, 25% when you buy all items. Styles, jeans, tops, rompers, and jumpsuits, dresses, etc. Get your packets worth up to $250 worth of clothes. We deliver carefully curated packages of streetwear every month, all based on your style and preference. Go to threadbeast.com. Those emotions change quickly. But
not
no.
Not so white children.
Right. Also, not all white children. But overall, if you've stayed and you listened to this whole conversation, we want you to join this conversation. Please join this conversation. Talk to us on our Twitter, on our Instagram, on our Facebook. Tell us what you think about this subject. Honestly, it comes down to, is men more powerful than women? What are the roles? We want to know your opinions. We might do a part two of this. I think the power is in the conversation and not just in us making our opinions, but it's really in the conversation and the conversations today in this generation needs to be had. And I'm gonna go ahead and thank one, my new co-host, J.O. Stacks, but also our two special guests, Cade and G, and
Alex.
And wait, did you wanna go by an artist name?
Make it up.
What should we call her?
We'll call her,
Be nice.
We'll call her,
Sugar Tits. Just kidding.
No.
Long down.
Banana.
My hair is red.
Vacation.
What did you say?
Banana Vacation.
Honestly, I would not mind that for you at all. It fits.
Our perfect. Special guest, Banana Vacation.
And and
don't forget about my squishy grapes
and Alex. But having this conversation today means the world, not only to us, but I'm pretty sure to other people, wanting to understand these differences, wanting to know why we think the way we do, whether it's cultural, whether it's gender, whether it's whatever you want to make it out to be. These conversations are worth being had and not being assumed. So, if you enjoy this, again, talk to us on our social medias. It's Self-Approved PD on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And get into this conversation, because I promise you, we want to know. I'm really curious. I don't know about these guys, but I'm curious about what you're thinking. Because it can be cultural. It can be your sex. It can be whatever else you decided to be, starting from the very beginning of this conversation to the very end of this conversation with trying to get our friend over here hooked up. But that's not the case. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. If you did, please, please, please let us know that you enjoy it. Tell us your opinions. Talk to me and Jay. And let us, just let us know, man.
And just remember, communication is the only way we can change the world.
Oh, last time I had the good ending, but you had the good ending. We're ending right there,
people. We were recording, were we?